1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Marina Roy. As United Auto Workers round out week three of their strike against Detroit's big three automakers, UAW President Sean Fain says they're starting to see progress in talks on wages and issues surrounding the shift to electric vehicles. Ford and Stellantis have agreed to restore cost of living wages back to 2007 standards, and he says GM talks continue.
We have had a major breakthrough that has not only dramatically changed negotiations, but it's going to change the future of our union and the future of our industry.
Employers added 336,000 jobs in September, twice as many as projected. The Fed board is trying to cool the labor market to help tame inflation. That means there could be another interest rate hike. In Colorado, an investigation is underway after authorities found more than 100 decomposing bodies improperly stored at a funeral home. The governor has declared a disaster, and the FBI is flying in help from around the country to begin processing the bodies. This is ABC News. The Nobel Peace Prize awarded to a jailed activist in Iran. The Academy honored Narges Mohammadi's tireless efforts fighting for women's rights and freedom in Iran. An American tourist arrested for smashing ancient Roman statues at a museum in Jerusalem, raising concerns about Israel's collections.
Police say the suspect called the nearly 2,000-year-old statues, quote, blasphemous and a violation of the Torah, or Old Testament. In court, the defendant's lawyer says his client may be suffering from Jerusalem syndrome. That's an exceedingly rare psychotic disorder that causes visitors here to the Holy City to believe they're characters from the Bible. The American set to undergo a psychiatric evaluation. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
Researchers confirm ancient footprints found in New Mexico are more than 21,000 years old. They are the oldest sign of humans in the Americas. And scientists say it's evidence that humans were here about 6,000 years earlier than previously believed. Rena Roy, ABC News.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwaba. Here's what you need to know.
A man is in custody after carjacking a woman and her 4-year-old daughter. Grand Chute police say the 31-year-old woman and her child were in a parking lot in the 4300 block of West Wisconsin around 7:30 p.m. on October 2nd. They were threatened by a 51-year-old man with a knife. The man kidnapped them and drove to various banks, forcing the mother to withdraw money. The woman and her daughter were able to escape in Nina and went to the police. The suspect was taken into custody after a coordinated effort by area police officials. The woman and her daughter were treated for non-life-threatening injuries. The man who created the G logo on Packer helmets has died. John Gordon designed the iconic G while he was an art student at St. Norbert College in the early 60s. He was asked to design a logo that resembled a football by a St. Norbert equipment manager. He passed away Saturday at the age of 83 after struggling with Alzheimer's.
Pete Schwaba, WGBW 97.9 News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Todd Alba Show.
You can't impeach someone before they've committed an alleged crime. Even principled conservatives are going to look at that action and say, come on, what's going on?
The Todd Alba Show.
Dan Knoedl, Republican of Germantown, said he was moving forward to uphold his quote-unquote constitutional duty, which is a joke.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It's the wild west of how students are using generative AI.
As educators, there's sort of six responses that we can have to these new tools. We could ignore it. Mm-hmm. We could ban it. We can try and outfox it. We can teach about it. We can actually teach it, or we can teach with it. I think the most exciting one, of course, is to teach with it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
David Drake is a professor and the Extension Wildlife Specialist at UW-Madison. Greg, tell him what you call him.
I now refer to you as Jane's birder boyfriend.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Whoa!
Now I have competition.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, God, I am wounded.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
Well, he had a little chat with management yesterday, and I did suggest a daily limo and a fruit plate.
How'd they take that?
That didn't seem to take that seriously for some reason.
I have full faith in you. You've been doing this for a long time. And you have Greg Bach.
I got a call from management this morning saying if I'd be interested in taking on new roles as a driver and buying fruit plates. That's a career opportunity.
Put that on your resume, baby.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Aldous Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Aldous Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, going right to the front lines of history in the making. And I'm going to start off with something that is one of the most serious allegations that's been made against Donald Trump so far, other than the coup that didn't work. ABC News reported, and it's been verified by other news outlets, that Donald Trump gave nuclear submarine secrets to an Australian billionaire named Anthony Pratt, who's a member of Trump's Mar-a-Lago club. Anthony Pratt then shared it, that information, with 45 other people, more than a dozen foreign officials, his own employees, and a few journalists. What was the information that Donald Trump gave to Anthony Pratt? First, the exact number of nuclear warheads that U.S. subs can carry. Number two, how close U.S. subs can get to a Russian submarine without being detected. Our nuclear deterrent is called the Triad, and the Triad is land, sea, and air. So on land, we have ICBM missiles. In air, we have long-range bombers. And by sea, we have our nuclear submarines. Of the three of them, the nuclear submarines are the most secure and, in a sense, the most important part of that triad. They're very special. The information about them is very special, and Donald Trump gave it away. And he knew that Andrew Pratt was not going to keep it to himself. He knew that that would be passed on. And it was, and the Russians know about it, the Chinese know about it, everybody knows about it. My cousin, John Flynn, was an electrician on a nuke sub for 6 years. You know, they have gold crew and blue crew, and one of them will go out for 2 months, and they'll come back, and then the other will go out for 2 months. The other crew will go out on the same boat for 2 months. Submarine's called a boat, not a ship. The reason it's called a boat is a ship is a commissioned vessel, typically a surface vessel. A boat is something different from a ship. That's Navy parlance. I spoke to another veteran of nuclear submarines in Monroe, Wisconsin, David Deininger, a Republican. He was an assemblyman, but a very good guy. And he went to Annapolis. He went to Annapolis. And at that time, and I assume it's still the case, You know, it's hard to get people to volunteer for submarine duty for a lot of reasons. Some people are claustrophobic. They just can't do it. Other people, it gives them the willies to be underwater for, you know, 90 days at a time. And other people, it extends your enlistment or it extends your obligation. You come out of Annapolis and you have a four-year obligation, but you're going to go to nuke school, go to school for a year, year and a half to learn nuclear power, to learn the nuclear subs. And so you really are in like 6 years or even more. So what they did was, and the Navy did then, and I assume it does now, interviews the top 5% of the class of Annapolis. You want the smartest people. This is nuclear power we're talking about. And in the old days, they had an admiral interview them. And they would try to get them to volunteer for nuke subs. And I think that that program to get people from Annapolis to do that, and they do it for some of the ROTC programs, ROTC, and some of the big universities as well, has been pretty effective. The Russians and the Chinese know that we have nuclear submarines all over the world. We have nuclear submarines off the Chinese coast, off the North Korean coast. In an exercise to scare China recently, we had two nuclear submarines surface at the same time, very close together, and the Chinese didn't know they were there. The Red Chinese, the Chaicoms, the Ruskies, they used to be commies, now they're mafia. The Sikh leadership in North Korea know that if they did anything nuclearly and tried to target any other part of the triad, our ICBM missiles, our bombers, their major cities would be toast. And that, sadly, is one of the reasons why we have some semblance of world peace. The FBI and Jack Smith, the prosecutor, interviewed Anthony Pratt twice, and he testified to what I just described under oath. Now, remember a couple of things. Donald Trump had multiple meetings with Vladimir Putin when he was president, at which there were no American officials or no Americans of any sort present. He had the Ruskies, including the equivalent of their Secretary of State, at the White House with no Americans in the White House other than him. At one time, he asked the CIA for a list of our undercover agents in Russia, China, and elsewhere. And he's the president of the United States. He's the commander in chief. He's the commander of the executive part of the government. When he stole boxes and boxes and boxes of classified documents and deliberately kept them in Mar-a-Lago in closets, in dressing rooms that were unsecured, when there were wedding receptions, there were political fundraisers, anybody could come in and out. They didn't really monitor who was a club member down there. People could come in for dinner. Starting when he did that for the year after, our undercover agents in Russia and China were captured at an alarming degree and executed, interrogated and executed. And the CIA put out a station memo, this is all in the New York Times, to its stations around the world saying, we've got to do a better job maintaining security of this information. What they didn't say, because it was the President of the United States that had done it, they didn't directly attribute it to Trump. He hoarded those documents to sell for value, not because he suddenly was an archivist. And the question is, what should we do about it now? This is being publicized. You would think that voters would take this into account and saying, we do not want a foreign agent as president of the United States again. We don't want a Rusky, a Russian agent. We don't want somebody who's paid by Russia. Remember the Kevin McCarthy said at a caucus, and he said it to Paul Ryan, You know, I think this Dana Rohrabacher, who is a Republican congressman from California at the time, who's no longer in office, and Donald Trump are being paid by the Russians. Kevin McCarthy said that. And Trump is being paid by the Saudi Arabians. He was the architect of having them take over our PGA, the Professional Golf Association here, by pouring money in to the superstars. They offered Tiger Woods $100 million. He turned it down. But a lot of the others didn't turn it down. They've now penetrated that. And when some of the Saudi military trainees that we were training down in Pensacola in 2019 in December pulled out a gun and shot our sailors and killed them in a class where they were being trained, Trump defended Saudi Arabia, and he was president of the United States. Trump defended the murderers of our own sailors. Trump said, it's not Saudi Arabia's fault. The crown prince, Jane saw Charlie, who dismembered a guy with a chainsaw. And this is kind of nasty. In the Saudi embassy in Istanbul, Khashoggi. He was horrified, Trump said. He was horrified. Trump is a traitor to the United States. Now, what do we do? Now we have evidence from Pratt, and Trump is not going to want to testify to this under oath. This is a violation of the Espionage Act. This is very serious. As Trump is very fond of noting, treason is punishable by death. But it wasn't Mark Milley who is treasonous, it's Donald Trump. In my opinion, he's got to be prosecuted for this. The pundits say, well, if Jack Smith adds it to the count in D.C., that'll delay the case. Okay. Say, well, Trump has sadistic tendencies because he will then claim he wants all that information public so he can use it as his trial. And so the number of warheads we have on nuclear submarines and how close they can get with our technology to Russian subs would then be in the public domain. There are ways of handling espionage trials. We do not, in an espionage trial, publicize the espionage that occurred. We do not publicize what was stolen. The judge makes a decision about how much. The judge has the information described to him, but he himself or she herself does not see it. Then they decide how much of that's necessary for the defense. Then the government puts up a rendition of it that's in general language. And then Anthony Pratt gets on the stand, if he doesn't want to go to prison himself, which I personally think he should, for disseminating this elsewhere. And he testifies that Donald Trump said that. This has got to stop. This guy is going into a Republican primary, and he is an agent of Russian espionage. I can't say that any more clearly. An agent of Russian espionage. And yet the Republicans continue to back him, some of them, increasingly fewer. We've got to take our democracy back, and that means getting the Russians out of our government, among other things, and that means getting Donald Trump and keeping him out of office. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered rain showers likely tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows dip down to about 40, northwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered showers again tomorrow. Highs level off around 54. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 39. Dry with temperatures well below average Sunday and Monday, and highs in the low 50s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 59.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling, Jean. What's in your mind today?
Hi, Matt. Thank you so much for the topic and the work that you do. Great show as usual. And, you know, who is responsible for keeping the country safe from the enemies within our country? You know, we got to get the politics out of national security, because they're using politics to cover up their criminal activities and their threats to the United States of America. There has to be somebody in our country that monitors these activities to keep us all safe. You know, and the sickening part of it is even our Supreme Court system being utilized as a tool for criminal activities. And I just think that, you know, I don't know, you know, how do we get the people to do their jobs? And who is watching over America? It's just so obvious, Matt. You know, now I see things that Trump, you know, wants to be Speaker of the House. I thought, lock the door and don't let the guy in. I mean, it's like in your face, and it's like even the people, you know, from Wisconsin and the different people, you know, that voted not to accept our electoral college votes, you know, and it's on and on and on. And I want to bring up one more quick thing that's really been disturbing me, and that is how Republicans who fail to do their job, who have covered up for this guy, who don't take any responsibility for doing the things that America needs right now, blaming this border wall on Biden. Now, if you could explain it, because a lot of people don't get it, why he has to use this money. Because Biden has not had one iota of support, not one iota of support from Republicans, you know, as our elected president. All he has gotten is chaos and negative activity. I mean, the guy lost his son to brain cancer, and Republicans show pornography of his son, who was never in office in our country, on the floor. I mean, how much does this guy have to put up with when every day he works hard for all of us in this country? And I am disgusted by this. But most of all, who is keeping our country safe in our Homeland Security? Thank you, Matt. That's a big question.
Yeah, well, no, that's those are very good comments, Gene. And let me respond to a couple of things. First of all, Joe Biden is keeping our country safe. Thank God he's president. Trump is an agent of Russian intelligence. That's all he is. And one of the problems is, you know, this business, this clown attempt of his to suggest he might be speaker is all well and good. But he is running for president. If he gets back in, he'll appoint the head of the CIA. He'll appoint the Secretary of State. He'll appoint the Secretary of Defense. He'll appoint the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He will appoint the NSA advisor, the NSA committee that advises him. And he will this time put in not people like Jim Mattis, who is Secretary of Defense, or some of these other people. He will put in people who are also traitors to the United States. That is a real threat, in my view, number one. Number two, on the border wall, well, let me tell you two things on number one and two. Number one, the federal or the Labor Department jobs report just came out for September. Everybody, all the economists were assuming 170,000 new jobs. There were 336,000 new jobs, double, almost double what the economists had estimated. Unemployment has held at 3.8%. It's the lowest over 50 years. He's created 13.9 million jobs, almost 14 million jobs since he's been president. He's only been president less than a full term. Joe Biden has done a superb job economically. He's done a superb job in every other respect, bringing NATO together and standing up to the Russians. And on that border wall, most people don't understand this. We had hundreds of miles of border wall that was built by Democratic and Republican presidents, including Obama. Why is that? Because, you know, when you're on the border and places that are urban, if you don't have a border wall, the road doesn't make any difference. A lot of places, not the Rio Grande, people just walk down a street. The fight with Trump was that he wanted to build about 900 miles more border wall, which was unnecessary. But anything that Biden's doing now to extend what Congress had appropriated funds for, and this is in the El Paso area, it's an urban area, is absolutely something that should be done. And it's been done by Democrats and Republicans before. I'm going to a break. I see you on the lines out there. Do not hang up. I will get back to you in order right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. She's got a ticket to ride, but she don't care. I don't know why she's riding so high. Should've think twice, should've do right by me before she gets to saying goodbye. Should've think twice, should've do right.
For the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. United Auto Workers heading to a fourth week of the strike against GM, Stellantis, and Ford. But the walkout is not expanding. UAW President Sean Fain says talks over wages have turned a corner.
We are winning. We are making progress. And we are headed in the right direction.
Fain says Ford and Stellantis have upped their offer to nearly 20% pay raises and cost of living adjustments. Talks with GM are ongoing. The number of jobs added in September soared to 336,000, nearly double analysts' expectations. President Biden taking credit for the robust report and the unemployment rate steady at 3.8%.
Since I've taken office, we've created 13.9 million new jobs.
The Fed is trying to cool the labor market to help lower inflation. The surge in hires could signal another interest rate hike is needed. Baltimore police say they're searching for two suspects in this week's mass shooting at Morgan State University. Five people were injured. This is ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know.
The search on the Fox River for a 21-year-old Green Bay man has been suspended by the Coast Guard. The search for Victor Torres Guadalupe started about 2 a.m. on Wednesday, but authorities decided they didn't have enough evidence showing he had entered the water. They are asking for the public's help in finding him. He is 5'10", about 155 pounds, has black hair and brown eyes. Anyone with helpful information should call the Green Bay Police Department. The man who created the G logo on Packer helmets has died. John Gordon designed the iconic G while he was an art student at St. Norbert College in the early 60s. He was asked to design a logo that resembled a football by a St. Norbert equipment manager. He passed away Saturday at the age of 83 after struggling with Alzheimer's. Tonight's Powerball jackpot is $1.2 billion. That's the third largest ever, and it'll go up slightly after I buy my ticket later. Good luck. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We'll go right to the lines in order. Do not hang up. We're going to start with Claire of Sun Prairie, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Claire?
I want to know how come people can run for public office, especially president, anyone in the chain of command there, that doesn't pass a background check before they even are allowed to run. I mean, it's a little late once they're in office.
Right. There's a, in the Constitution, the idea in a democracy is you sort of open it up, but the one thing that they can't avoid is they have to be at least 35 years old to run for president. If they're 33, they can't run. They also have to be natural born citizens. To me, that always meant they should be born in the United States. But obviously, somebody like John McCain is a hero. His father was an admiral. He was born on the Navy base in Panama. But, you know, that's U.S. territory. The one I didn't like was Ted Cruz. He was born in Canada and his father's Cuban. Somehow he runs and the Democrats don't bring a court action to throw him off the ballot. He's no good. But you know, the thing about the security clearance, I think that's very funny, because you wouldn't have thought to ask that question when it was people like Truman, Roosevelt, Eisenhower, Kennedy, people like that. But look what's happening. It's unbelievable. I love the call. Thank you, as always, and look forward to you calling some more. Next up, stay on the phone. Do not hang up. I'll get you in order. Tom of West Allis, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Tom?
Hi there. I am curious, as Trump wants to have a skiff built so he can peruse all these documents, who in their right mind, especially after all the things that have just been brought up in the last week about him, would let him do that? Why are you letting him look at documents again? Say, oh yeah, I remember that. Now with his blabbermouth, he can go and tell everyone things he just read.
Right. Thank you for the call. What Tom's referring to, a skiff, that's the term they use for an incredibly secure location in which to review classified documents. And it's monitored. You can't make copies. You can't bring in your phone and all that. Trump asked that judge in Mar-a-Lago to let him build a skiff in his own house, which is a joke. Trump is a Russian agent. Initially, I thought she wasn't going to. So I don't know if Tom has new information, if she's permitting it now. That's got to be immediately appealed. He's a traitor. But in this case, any document that's going to be submitted into evidence, he'll have to travel to the skiff in Washington, D.C., walk in. And you're right. Here's the deal. He can't bring a phone in to take a picture. He can't get a copy, that kind of thing. But remember something else. He also was president for 4 years and was doing this for 4 years. He already knows a lot of information. He is a traitor. One of the reasons that the penalty for the Espionage Act was death was precisely because then he can't say what he remembers. We've gotten away from that now. The last person that was executed for that was in the early 1950s, the couple that stole the nuclear secrets and gave them to the Russians. So I agree. He should not have a skiff in his own house. That's absurd. But they're going to presumably let him in to look at some documents. But one good thing you should know is that when it comes time in a trial like this, and these are espionage type documents, the judge is supposed to permit evidence to a jury, because remember, a jury is an open court. Anybody can walk in. The courts in the United States are open. Russian agents could walk in. There should be a paraphrase of the information that's sufficient to put the defendant on notice, but not give away the secrets. Thanks a lot for calling. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend, you're next. What's your mind today, Bill?
Good afternoon, Matt. Great topic. You were talking about criminals. Tell me your take. Did the federal Supreme Court say Section 14, Article 3 of the Constitution is not important? How did they address that and say you're not going to use that?
What Bill's referring to is that a lawsuit was brought to bar Trump from the ballot, and the U.S. Supreme Court refused to do it. Now, there's six tarantulas, and I don't trust them. And several are bribed, including Clarence Thomas. He's bribed. He's a corrupt judge. But what they were going on, I think, and it was done in sort of a minute order, it's called. It's not a full opinion. I think was some scholars will say it only referred to Civil War people like the Confederates. I don't think that's true as a matter of constitutional law. And most scholars would agree with me. It's not true. But secondly, there'd have to be a trial with proof. You and I know the proof, but that he was the one that launched the insurrection. And that's what Jack Smith is getting at right now. So I don't know if they did it because it's premature or why they did it, but that's what they did. Thanks a lot for calling, Bill. Neil of Madison, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Neil?
A little explanation. But the trial, when the trial goes in Mar-a-Lago, and everything goes perfect, and he's found guilty. Trump is found guilty of this and that and that. Can the judge overrule the jury? Is that what they call a set-aside verdict?
Yes. This is a criminal case, by the way, not a civil case. But in a criminal case, what's happened is there will be a motion to dismiss. In a civil case, it would be called motion for directed verdict. But in a criminal case, Trump will bring a motion to dismiss his lawyers if they have anything on the ball. Every criminal defense lawyer does this. They bring a motion to dismiss after the close of the state's evidence. So the prosecution will put on its evidence, then it'll say, "We rest, Your Honor." At that point, there's a motion to dismiss by the defense. The judge can dismiss it if the judge concludes that even if the jury believes everything that the plaintiffs put on, everything, and by this I mean the prosecution, because it's a criminal case, nevertheless, no reasonable jury could say beyond a reasonable doubt that he had done these things, she dismisses. Now, here's the problem. In a civil case, the same motion is frequently brought, but it's called a motion for directed verdict. But that's appealable in a civil case. In a criminal case, if the prosecution puts on its proof, the judge dismisses it, it probably is not appealable. And I'm afraid that Eileen Mercedes can and may do that, because the defense will say it's double jeopardy. In other words, he has to go in there a second time listening to the same evidence, blah, blah, blah. So that's a real problem. Many people don't understand that that judge, Eileen Mercedes Cannon in Mar-a-Lago, is essentially an extra lawyer for Trump. She's a Trump agent. She kneels before El Gordo and kisses the mistletoe on his belt buckle. What she did in stopping the government from reviewing the documents, remember that, after the subpoena, and tying it up for 3 or 4 months, gave him enough time to announce. She's first generation from Colombia, and I've had people call me, say, "Matt, don't say that, because a lot of first generation people here have done very good, very well." I agree with all of that. But what I'm saying is, no first generation person in this country should be given a lifetime appointment, not a lifetime appointment. Because with a lifetime appointment, if you have one who remembers the authoritarian culture of her native land, this is what happens. It's a real problem down there, a very serious problem. Okay, Karina Milwaukee, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Karina?
Hi, Matt. Well, you know, the whole situation with the military secrets, and there is no respect from this man. If you're going to ask me to give him one of my smallest secrets, would not agree. Because this man he doesn't have a respect to anyone, only right. Himself. He doesn't have a respect, because this is where it's coming from. You do not respect your own country. You are not a patriot. You nobody. How could you give a secret of somebody else to anyone when you are responsible for the safety of the secret? This is a very simple matter for me. Even with all bad stuff you can say about Putin, Putin is not a spy for another country. So thank God, because that would be scary if every president in every country will sail on the free market, because he's not even selling those, giving those secrets under the table. He's just putting it out there in the world to see. Oh, my God. Right. And I want to have an opinion, if you have one. How you feel about all these generals who were appointed by him now coming out and saying, God save America, because if this man is going to be one of the at the presidency, we're all effed up.
Right. Excellent call, Karina. And you're referring to, there are 24 members of his cabinet and his senior officials, including military, who have come out and said that he is unfit for office. It would be a danger to the country. And I have a separate segment on that, which I will get into. But you're absolutely right. John Kelly's one of them. General Mattis is another one. And these are people who know him well, and their loyalty is to the country, not to Donald Trump. Thank you for calling. Bill of Shorewood, you're next. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Just two quick additional points on the jobs report.
In the 32 months of Joe Biden, more, seven times as many jobs have been added as in the 16 years of Bush 41, Bush 43, and Trump. And the second point is, and this is my last point, since 1989, which was the end of the Cold War, the United States of America has added 50 million new jobs. 48 million of those 50 million jobs were added during Democratic Party presidents. That's 96% of the additional jobs since the Cold War. Thank you, Matt.
Yeah, thank you, Bill, for that excellent call. That's very, very important information, and thank you. Mark from the SAC, my friend, you're next. What's your mind, Mark?
Yeah, and to get to the point on the language of the Constitution under the 14th Amendment, it says in insurrection or rebellion. It doesn't say in insurrection or rebellion. So it doesn't apply just to the Civil War. It applies to any insurrection or any rebellion. And as to the Section 2 of that same amendment, the 14th Amendment, abridged in any way to the right to vote should apply to our recent election of Judge Protasiewicz, because the Republicans are attempting to abridge the results of our election of Judge Protasiewicz. I would propose that it's a direct violation of our state's constitution, which includes the United States Constitution when it comes to the right to vote, including the 14th Amendment. I mean, and that's what I'd say to Robin Voss and any others of these clowns, is that in invoking this attempted impeachment, they are violating their oath of office to the Constitution of the United States and to the state of Wisconsin, and call them out on it and say, you guys are just oath breakers. Pure and simply, you are violating your oath to the people of the state of Wisconsin and to God, because they all invoke God when they do this. I mean, there's no requirement in the oath of office to say, you know, so help me God. I mean, this is kind of a formulary thing that they put in there that, in my opinion, you should just be doing it on your own integrity. You shouldn't be dragging God into it, because, you know, if you have no integrity at all, I mean, God can't correct you.
Right. Yeah, that's an excellent call. And you're right about the 14th Amendment, because it does talk about insurrection or rebellion. And it does not say the insurrection or rebellion. It was put in because Andrew Johnson succeeded to the presidency after Abraham Lincoln was killed. And he was pro-Southern. He was from Tennessee. So he immediately was putting Southerners and Confederates back in positions. And the Republican Congress put through the 14th Amendment, which he couldn't veto because this was a constitutional amendment. Listen, thanks for the call. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Do you support the legalization, regulation, and taxation of legal cannabis in the state of Wisconsin? You said yes! Melissa, that was like 12 years ago! What do you think the hang-up is?
It's the Republicans. They're suffering from reefer madness. They're out-of-touch legislators in the Capitol building who don't want to give a win to Governor Evers and Democrats.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Under the helmet with the gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Jordan Love was 15 for 27 for 245 yards and 3 TDs against a JV team.
Oh, my God. I mean, I don't like Chicago, but I ain't going to call them a JV team. They suck, but it's a slap in the face. Okay. I'm laughing at y'all Bear fans.
I know, man.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger with Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast skies tonight with scattered rain showers likely. Lows level off around 40. Northwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered showers again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 54. Mainly cloudy. Cloudy tomorrow night. Lows level off around 39. Temperatures well below average Sunday and Monday with highs in the low 50s. Once again, lows level off around 40 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 59.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Welcome to Matt Funderek. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, Donald Trump endorsed Jim Jordan, Gymnasium Jim, GYM Jordan, Jim Jordan, GYM Jordan, for speaker. Let me tell you something, why under no circumstances can he be permitted to be speaker. And it's not just because I don't like him. Here is the deal. You may recall that on January 11th, 5 days after the January 6th coup attempt, Trump inexplicably gave Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan the Medal of Freedom without any explanation as to why he deserved it. The fact is, he was in on the coup. He was one of the leaders of the coup right from the start. Liz Cheney, on January 6th, and I think a lot of Liz Cheney, told Jordan to get away from her because, quote, this is what she said to him, "You effing did it," end quote. Liz Cheney said to Jim Jordan on January 6th, "You did it." At the University of Minnesota yesterday, Liz Cheney gave a speech. And in the speech, she said the following, I'm quoting from it. "Jim Jordan knew more about what Donald Trump planned for January 6th than any other congressman. Jim Jordan was part of the conspiracy in which Donald Trump was engaged to overturn the election. There were a handful of people, and he was the leader. He was the leader of the handful of people who knew what Donald Trump had planned. Ask Jim Jordan, quote, why didn't you report to the Capitol Police what you knew Donald Trump had planned? You were in the meetings at the White House." Now, she went on to say in the speech, "If the Republicans decide that Jim Jordan should be the Speaker of the House, there would no longer be any possible way to argue that a group of elected Republicans could be counted on to defend the Constitution." That is what Liz Cheney said. She is the archetype of good Republicanism, of good conservatism. There are three candidates right now who supposedly are going to be in the running for Speaker. Steve Scalise of Louisiana, Jim Jordan of Ohio, and Kevin Hearn from Oklahoma. They're all bad news, but Jim Jordan can't be permitted to be the speaker. And not because of the reason we call him GYM Jordan or that he covered up sexual abuse by the team doctor of the Ohio State wrestling team. There are 18 Republican congressmen who are in districts that were carried by Joe Biden. They can't possibly vote for Jim Jordan as speaker. 18 of them. There are 221 right now, 221 Republican votes in their caucus. And newsflash, Kevin McCarthy's apparently thinking of resigning from the Congress midterm. That would bring it down to 220. But they're 221 right now, and it's going to take 217 votes to elect the speaker, because apparently there are only 434 seats right now, or 33 seats right now. Two are somehow vacant. He can't be permitted to be the speaker. Steve Scalise, on the other hand, is the guy from Louisiana who described himself as, quote, David Duke without the baggage, end quote. And this guy, Kevin Hearn from Oklahoma, is truly a bad right-wing guy. All of these people, in my judgment, would betray the United States in foreign policy, betray Ukraine. This is not a good situation. We're going to go to the lines. I see you on the line, but I want to have this final statement. If it goes to multiple ballots and nobody can do it, I urge my Democratic friends in the House to get behind Tom Cole of Oklahoma. He's a Republican. He initially expressed interest. He's a member of the Choctaw Nation. He represents the area that has the University of Oklahoma in it. He has an undergraduate degree from Grinnell, a master's from Yale University, and a doctorate in British history. He's a very, very reasonable guy. He's a conservative. But we're not going to get Hakeem Jeffries in there now. You cannot have Gymnasium Jim, GYM Jordan. Go to the lines. Joe and Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Joe. What's in your mind today?
Thanks, Matt. Just a couple of points for consideration. Number one, apparently Trump did this blabbermouth a bit about our what we have on our submarines 3 months after he left office. I would ask the question, what is going on there? What does he get by blabbing this to one of the world's biggest billionaires? This guy is big in cardboard and has a worldwide empire in recycling. He's a billionaire. What did Trump get out of this action? The second thing I would ask is, what would happen to a submariner if they blabbed this information to the 45 people that this man did? The third thing I would say is, interesting that Jim Jordan is coming out and is being supported by Trump. We do recall that Jim Jordan had made phone calls to Trump on January 6th and has refused a subpoena to come and talk about that. And the last thing I would say is, my understanding is that if Jim Jordan is elected speaker, he will then be part of the Gang of Eight, which is the group of eight people in Congress who are able to receive the highest level of information about intelligence in the United States. I'd love your reactions to these items, if you can. Maybe it needs to wait till Monday. Thanks, Matt, very much.
Right. Thank you. A couple of things. First, even worse, Jim Jordan would be second in line for the presidency right after Kamala Harris. If something happened to Joe Biden, it's Kamala Harris and then Jim Jordan, number one. Number two, this billionaire, Trump spills his guts. He knows this can be circulated. This billionaire spoke to 19 foreign agents or foreign countries. He spoke to 45 other people. Trump knew it to get around. Number three, I think Trump said this to Putin in some of those private meetings. Trump betrayed the secrets from an Israeli undercover agent who'd penetrated Al-Qaeda, and they had to withdraw him for his own safety. That is Trump. But the biggest threat with Jordan, among all other things, is he would be second in line for the presidency. We're going to the end of the show. I see you on the lines. I'm sorry I can't get to you now. Call back on Monday. Everybody have a great weekend. Stand by for another great show. Diamond Crute, Devil's Advocate. Great callers today. I really appreciate all my callers. Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place Monday. I'm signing off for today.
There ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground and I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
As the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003, 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And ABC always streaming News, on I'm the Dave Civic Packer. Media.